This is NEPM's Valley Voices Summer Shorts Podcast. I'm Jessica Guile, and I'm here to introduce my story, The Smartest Bird the World Has Ever Seen. When I learned the upcoming topic on Valley Voices was elementary, I instantly thought of a more innocent time in my life that was both terrifying and now laughable. It was an opportunity for me to focus on a more simple time in my life rather than starting with one of the heavier topics I've considered. And still do. It was also topical in the news. Proposed cuts to Sesame Street were being thrown around, Darth Vader and Big Bird memes, etc. The time was nigh. Being on stage was a bit blurry. Of course, I had no idea how much I would mess stuff up, but I knew I'd mess stuff up, and I did. This has only encouraged me to attempt another story slam using one of my other, lower, slow-paced voices. In conclusion, many lessons were learned, much silliness, camaraderie, and energetic blissy buzz was shared. Tall women shared their nicknames with me, and wow, I can say with a heartfelt high pitch, this was one of the most remarkable experiences I've ever had.
I've been called the Jolly Green Giant, and I've been called Jurassica, but and other derisive names. But when I was called Big Bird, I owned it. I'm the child of hippies. I went to free school until I was 11 years old, and I began public school as a freaked out fifth grader. It was entirely discombobulating. I felt shy and sad and confused and awkward and scared, and I was a deviant, and I could not hide. I was tall. So, skip to midway through fifth grade, and I have thawed out. I'm settled in, and I'm actually starting to like public school. Fast forward to sixth grade, and I'm in my element. I'm on the basketball team, I'm first base, and I am living the elementary school dream. And this is when Mrs. Longnecker, yes, that's her name, asks me to be Big Bird in the upcoming school musical. Well, I adore Mrs. Longnecker. She is energetic, she's vivacious, charismatic. When she reads us stories, her booming voice brings the characters alive. I'm entranced by her. I love Mrs. Longnecker. She is why I love school. I can't say no to Mrs. Longnecker. I owe her big time, and so I become Big Bird. And I know that I am chosen because of my height, because I have expressed no desire up to this point to be in theater, nor am I sure if I know how to sing in tune. And the scariest part about being in this musical is I have to sing a solo. And the only thing that could possibly be more scary than this is singing a solo. And I have to. It's Mrs. Longnecker. There's no choice. So, production time. I am swarmed by these women. Who are these women? I don't know who these women are. Mothers of children, sisters of mothers of children. I don't know. They're twirling me around. They're measuring this arm and this leg. And in no time at all, they've made me the most unimaginably perfect Big Bird costume. I am Big Bird in this costume. From my long neck to my knobby knees, I am a flurry of bright yellow, fluffy feathers. My human head is covered in a beak, and the only thing I can do is see out and sing that damn song. And it's rehearsal time. Mrs. Longnecker is over there booming at us, sing out loud, sing it strong, gesticulate, Jessica, and I am trying. But the other kids are doing so well, and it's making me much more nervous than I already am, and they actually are embracing their Muppet characters. They seem to know how to act, and they probably even can sing in tune. I don't know, but I'm getting more and more freaked out, and so I finally plead to Miss Longnecker, please don't make me sing this solo. I am frightened to sing this solo. An array of things could go wrong, and so she acquiesced, and she gave me the twin Kermits to be my backup singers. And it's showtime. And the little crowd goes wild. All those little preschoolers and kindergartners come grabbing at me, tearing at me, reaching for my feathers, screaming up at me, Big Bird, Big Bird, and Miss Longneckers booming from the corner, shake their hands, shake their hands. And I'm recoiling, I'm stepping away, I'm not prepared for this stardom, this frenzied fandom. And I don't know how it ends, in a blur of yellow feathers. And that is the last time I ever was in a school play. Years later, as an adult, I have revisited that quirky song, and I have forgiven myself for being too freaked out to sing it as a solo. And now, I own it. Abkadefki Jekyll Manop Christuvixies, it's the most remarkable word I've ever seen. Abkadefki Jekyll Manop Christuvixies, I wish I knew exactly what I mean. It starts out like an A word, as anyone can see, but somewhere in the middle it gets awfully queer to me. Oh, Abkadefka Jekyll Manop Christuvixies. If I ever find out just what this word can mean, I'll be the smartest bird the world has ever seen.
That was Jessica Guile telling her story, The Smartest Bird the World Has Ever Seen, at NEPM's Elementary Story Slam at the Shea Theater in Turner's Falls last year. I'm Katie Wright. I'm the producer of the Valley Voices podcast. We have a webpage dedicated to Valley Voices. Go there to join the Valley Storytelling Community Facebook group, watch YouTube videos of a lot of great stories, and find info on our upcoming Story Slam season. Check out nepm.org/valleyvoices. See you next week for the next episode in NEPM's Valley Voices Summer Shorts series.